Here we go. Today's message. Let's go with today's message. Looking, say it with me now, inward. One more time. Looking, one more time. That's how we do church here at Fellowship. Talk to me. Come on. Looking inward. Looking inward. Let's talk about it. What kind of message is this that I put together today? Well, forward, and then you've got inward, okay? Let's see what that word ward means. What is a ward? I'm sitting at lunch with the staff the other day. We're sitting there and like, I'm going to be talking about this. And they're like, they're looking at me all funny. They don't know what no ward is. It was funny. But anyway, I think we do. Pop it up. Come on. Was it this guy, Ward Cleaver? Y'all, a lot of people don't even know who that man is. How many never seen his face before? You're fine. Anyway, how about this guy? We don't even like him at all. Hines Ward. You can get him off the screen. We don't care about him. Hines Ward. Quit you clapping for that crazy man. How about us Floridians right here? Mr. Charlie. Football, basketball playing Ward. Amen. Is that who we're talking about? Is that the Ward we're talking about? No. What does ward mean? It's a division of a hospital. How many knew that? You're smart. Those people look sick, man. It's a division of a what? Prison. Prison ward. How many knew that? I mean, you didn't know what it meant, but you knew it was like something like that, right? It's a division of a city, a ward or a precinct of a city. A ward. It can be a person under the care of a what? A guardian or a warden. How many ever heard of a warden? Well, what's he? I mean, I'm all in the dictionary. I'm having fun in my office. I'm learning. Here we go. A warden is one who guards or one who what? Would you say that with me? One who guards or one who... One more time. A warden is one who guards or one who... Proverbs 4:23 says, keep your heart. Keep or guard your heart. That's that word. Keep or guard your heart with all what? For out of it are the issues of life. So what are we talking about, Pastor? I'm the keeper of my ward. Hey, I can't look forward for you. I can help you. Paint pictures for you. Try to motivate you. But at the end of the day, you're the keeper of your ward. You are the one in charge of your what? Ward. Would you say those two things with me? I am the keeper of my ward. I am the one in charge of my ward. And don't get all spiritual on us by saying, no, Jesus is in charge of my ward. Did you know Jesus put you on this planet to do something? And your primary obligation is to take care of you. I'm not talking about being selfish, but it's all right to be selfish. Who's going to take care of yourself if it ain't you? Say. So often we get spiritual. We say little things so that we don't have to take care of us. We don't have to make decisions about life. That's craziness. Okay? It's not what you do as a leader. You can't even think like that. Amen? I can't change you, and you can't change me. But here's the power I have right here. I can change me because I'm in charge of my ward. I am the keeper of my what? Of my ward or my what? Heart. Let's keep looking. Looking inwards, what we're talking about. How many feel like you're going to the psychologist this morning? There you go. Come on. Here we go. What is my ward? Then, Pastor, what are you talking about? Guarding your heart, guarding your ward. You've lost me. I know y'all are shot. You're just totally lost here. I see your face. Anyway, what is my ward? According to the Word of God, it's the center or seat of who I am. My ward is the center or the seat of who I am. It's my will. That's my ward. It is my what? Heart. We're not talking about this beaten thing. It's talking about that part of you that is the center of who you are, your emotions, your will, the very person who you are. You're in charge of that. It's my gut. You ever say that? Say it. I feel it in my what? Gut. In foreign countries, I'm glad we don't say this. They go, I feel it in my intestines. They even say this, ooh, I feel it in my bowels. And I'm like, please. please. They say that. It's that thing. They can't explain it, but it's something inside. It's the center of who I am. You understand? I'm the keeper of that. I'm the keeper of me. It's where the operations take place. It's Grand Central Station, baby. It's where I am imprisoned, or say it with me, or I live what? Freely. But it's up to me. If in my ward I'm going to be sick and I'm in a hospital ward, or I'm healed and I'm whole. Amen. I'm talking about your mind. I'm talking about your emotions, your will, your heart. You can be whole today. You can be. It's that place inside of you where you're going to be chained to your past, chained to experiences that you've gone through, people have hurt you, bad choices you've made, or you're going to be free and you're going to live life. You understand? Ward. I'm learning. I'm in my office and I'm going, wow, I'm learning. The Bible and Webster's Dictionary, it's amazing. Looking inward. Inward. What's inward mean? Looking inward. It means to look toward the inside of me. Nobody's going to do that really but you. Really. Now we look at the outside of you. And we're good at that, judging other people, looking at their outside. But nobody knows the heart except the Lord. And you. But the heart's desperately wicked, the Bible says. Who can what? Know it. But again, you can't go getting spiritual on me and think, well, I can't even know my heart, so I won't even try. You can't think like that. You've got to take charge of who you are. You've got to take charge of who that responsibility of taking care of you. You understand? This is what the Lord's been helping me with. This is how He's been teaching me. Gary Clark, you got to take care of yourself. Nobody else going to take care of you. You got to take care of you. You understand? Especially that part inside of you. Those emotions, the will, the center of who I am. Don't go to sleep on me. I know it's hot, but it's hard to preach to sleeping people. Come on. Here we go. Looking inward to see inside of me. That's what we're talking about. We don't have a lot more time on this message. Believe it or not, if you hang in here, we're going to make it. So that's what we're talking about. Looking inside of me. Say that with me. That'll wake you up. Real change happens inside my... One more time. Can y'all be loud? Bother somebody. Here we go. Real change happens inside my ward. Oh, I love it, guys. Y'all come travel with me. Come on. Amen. Buddy, it's awesome. Real change happens. Where? From the seat of my emotions. That's where real change is going to take place. From the center of my will. From my heart. This is where I can be changed. And change isn't just, I mean, you know, you're a bad person. That's not what all change is. You can be an awesome person, but you've been made to think you're nothing. Do you hear me? You can be hurt. You were doing fine, but you got wounded, man, by somebody or something. And that can be who you are. You don't have to be that person. But you've got to make that decision, man, to change, to want to change. Not all change is bad. Change can be good for you. You hear me? It's where the healing happens. It's where freedom occurs. I think a lot of folk live, and I'm going to go ahead and put myself in this category. A lot of folk live life, and we're happy with the life we're living. And it's not like we have a bad life. But we really haven't dealt with some things in our heart. And when bad things happen to you, you're forced to. You hear me? You're forced to, or you can wallow in it for the rest of your life, and it can become who you are. You become that person that this happened to. I don't know about you. I don't want to be known as the pastor that this happened to. Do you hear me? Yes or no? I don't want to be known as that guy. I want to be known as the person, yeah, this happened to him. He kicked it right square in the tail. That's who I want to be known as. Amen. I want to be known as more than a conqueror. Amen. I want what God has for me. Do you hear me? I don't want to look at life and go, well, life was good, but now life is over. Life ain't over. You hearing me today? You can look forward, but you got to look where?
inward.
Otherwise, you're just always going to be a victim of what other people do to you, or circumstances or situations. But if you can learn to look inward, I can change anything. You understand? Now, we're not talking about apart from God. We're not talking about apart from the Word of God. We're not talking about apart from the Holy Spirit. That's Him being involved. Opening yourself up to God. Opening up yourself to God's Word. Instead of reading God's Word about, well, that's good for the preacher. The preacher needs that right there. Reading the Word of God and say, oh man, that's good for me. This is what I need. You understand? And we can even make the choice when bad stuff happens or a bad situation in our life or whatever looks hopeless. And we can make the choice. This is going to be an opportunity for me to really be better than I've ever been. And you know what I'm saying? But most people never think like that. And they never get there. But I don't want you to be known as those kind of people. I want you to be known as those kind of people that are conquerors. He will not leave me. He will not fail me. He will not abandon me. I'm a conqueror. Amen? I see. Yeah, praise the Lord. Come on. Praise God. Amen. Good. Come on. Listen. Now let me ask you. A lot of you have these little wristbands on. What's your wristband say? Some to you, son. Tell me what your wristband says. Keep believing. Is that what all three of them says? What do they say? Okay, good. What do your little things say? Pray for China. What else? Yeah. Let me tell you what you need. You need one of these. You hear me? You know what this one says? Jesus strong. You hear me right now? All right. I think we got them out back and they're free. We run out every week, okay? But Jesus strong. That's what you can be. I'm not putting down your braces. They're cute. Anyway. I'm sorry. Whole armful. What's wrong with you boys? Anyway, I'm sorry. I'm being ugly. You can do all things through who? Christ to what? Strengthens you. But the biggest change happens right inside of you. And you've got to make that decision. Amen? That's what we're talking about. And I got three little points and we're done. And you know what? This is all through the Word of God. I stayed right there in the book of Lamentations where we were last week. But this is there's so many more verses that could make this clear. But I want to stay right there with you. And I want to use the same three thoughts. See it, say it, believe it. Say that with me. See it, say it, believe it. You'll notice in the message today there was no word you. It's all I think. It's all I. This is for me. This is for me. If you want it, then jump on it. This is me writing. How do I look inward? I see it. I see it. Here's what the prophet said. The one that was in the pit. The one that said, you've touched my heart, renew my mind. He said these words. Wherefore doth a living man complain? A man for the punishment of his sins? Let us search and try our ways and turn again to the who? To the Lord. Let us lift up our heart, there it is, with our hands unto God in the heavens. Say it with me. We have transgressed and we have rebelled. Thou hast not pardoned. First thing I see that I would say about myself that I need to do, that I would encourage you to do, that the prophet did. You've got to look in the dark places. You've got to look in the dark places. If you're going to look inward, you've got to look in some dark places. I'm talking about places where you've sinned. Now, sure, where you've been hurt as well. How many have been hurt so bad it's hard to go back to that dark place? It's hard. But you got to see it, man. You're going to look inward. You can't just stay out in the light. Well, licky, licky, licky. That was good. That was good. That was good. That was good. No. You got to look in the dark places. The prophet said, I have sinned. I have sinned. And this is Jeremiah. It's a an awesome man of God. If you're going to look inward, you got to say that. Y'all hearing me today? Am I putting you to sleep? You got to say that. You've got to say, I've transgressed. When you look inside of you, you're going to see stuff you don't like. And a lot of times, pain and even bad, horrible choices you've made, God can work all things together for good to them who love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. Because if some of these bad choices or even pain that's happened to you, if somehow that can cause you to look inward, that can be a good thing. Amen. But we're so good at looking at other people. We're so good at judging somebody else's mess. You got to see yours, man. You got to see your mess. Your sin and other mess. He said, I see it. I see it. I've transgressed. It's what I say. Here's my language. I've screwed up royally. Amen? It's interesting. Even when somebody else hurts you, the beauty is, you want to just lash out or you just want to see what they did to you. But the beauty is, when you're hurting like that, if you look hard enough, you can see problems that you have. Amen? Say. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. So good can come out of the bad. Y'all hear me or what? David, great man of God. A man after God's own what? Heart. There's that word. Saw a woman, a married woman, called for, had sex with her, got her pregnant. Then had her husband murdered. Is that true? Is that what the Bible says? He was a man after God's own what? Heart. Psalm 51. He says, I acknowledge my transgressions. My sin is what? Ever before me. I see it. He looked inside of himself. Against you, and you only have I sinned. He didn't make excuses. And I've done evil in thy sight. That thou mightest be justified. You're justified. I'm wrong. When you speak, you say the right thing. I'm wrong. And you're clear when you judge me. Amen? But here's the thing. That was a horrible thing that David did. And it marked a lot of the rest of his life. But the bottom line is, he was forgiven. Can you say that with me? He was. It's hard to imagine, isn't it? Say. Isn't it funny how we don't want other people to be forgiven, but we want to be forgiven? Say. Isn't that funny? Yes or no? Here's a man. How many have ever read that passage and quoted that scripture? Do you love that scripture? You love that scripture. How many have ever sinned before and you found yourself in that passage? Isn't that amazing? How when you look inward, God can bless others. Good stuff. So number one, for me to look inward, I've got to what? I've got to what? See it. See it. Number one. Number two, I've got to what? Say it. What do I mean? Here's just the prophet. He said, I called upon thy name, O Lord, out of the low dungeon. Say this part with me. Thou hast heard my voice. Hide not thy ear at my breathing in that pit and my cry. He said it. He said it. You know what he said? Inside of his pit, he saw his sin. He saw his situation. But then he said it. He said, change my heart, O God. Change me inside this hole. Change me inside this hole. I'm going to get out of this hole one day. But when I get out of this hole, I'm going to be better than what I was when I stood in this hole. Y'all hearing me? Change my heart, oh God. Set me free from this dungeon. I wish I could free you all up from some of the places you live. I can't. I can't increase your income. I can't rewrite your past. But you know what we can do? And some of you live in a pit, and it's just hard. Life's hard. But you know what we can do? We can make that person inside that pit become a new person. You hear me? Yes or no? And that's a good thing. Isn't that a good thing? Say. We can help you there. You can help yourself by looking inside, by seeing your sin, by looking into dark places that's hard to look at. But don't refuse it. Embrace that. And then say it. Say to the Lord. Talk to the Lord. Say, Lord, to change my heart. Help me, God. Make me new. Make me fresh. Change me, God. Whatever it is. I think in my own struggle, I've changed. I've changed. But for the better, unless you're my daughter. Where's Elise at? She says she's created a monster. She's often telling me, I used to tell her, you'll understand when you have children one day. Now she says, you'll understand when you're raising a father one day. But you know what? If pain happens in our life, and that pain, by looking inward, can change us, that's a good thing. Isn't that good? That's what I want in my life. So see it, man. Say it. Amen. What did the psalmist, what did David say? He had sinned. He'd done an awful sin. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies, blot out my transgression. You've got to talk like that to God. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity. Cleanse me from my sin. Talk to God like that. Talk to Him about your situation, about your pain. Maybe you go around sad all the time, or you just don't feel like you have any hope. Friend, you can't live like that. Why are you living like that for Jesus Christ? Say, somebody tell me. That's crazy. You need to say this, God, make me to hear joy and gladness again in my life. Maybe I've never heard it ever. I want to hear it. Make the bones which you've broken rejoice. Are you hearing me today? You need to talk like that. Now, I can't talk that way for you. I can talk that way for me, though. You hearing me? Create in me what kind of heart? Clean heart. And you know what? That old heart sometimes, it's not just because you've sinned. Your heart, because it's been hurt, because it's been broken, it's just, man, it's just laid in the floor. It's trash. And you feel like trash. You listening? Oh, God, I'm not trash. Created me a clean heart, a new heart. You got to talk to Him like that. Hope I didn't lose you. And renew what kind of spirit? Do you think it's right for a child of God who's been hurt or sinned or who's been very hurt, do you think it's right for them to go the rest of their life negative and down and in despair and defeated? Is that right or not? It is not right. You do not have the right, because you've been hurt, to make us miserable. You listening? You know what I do after messages like this? I'll have lunch with Elise, and Elise will go, I wish you would listen to what you're saying. Aren't y'all glad you got her on the team? I tell you what, right now, that girl, A number one, kicked the preacher's butt right there. Amen. But hopefully, Elise, you've seen me over the last months doing better. Amen? That's because I made the choice to live, to look inward, to look forward. You understand, baby doll? So you've been a good teacher and a good kick-butt daughter. Amen? Amen. Come on. The last one, so you've got to see it, your sin, but also the pain, the dark place. You've got to say it. You've got to talk to God. You've got to talk it out, man. Talk to Him. Say it. Say I've sinned. Say I've been hurt. Say I've... Just talk to Him about that inside of you, from that deep place inside of you. Number three, this is a great thing right here. Those were the two toughies, man. This is the good one. Listen, I believe it. I believe it. I believe it. What you saw and what you've been saying, now you've got to believe it. Look, the prophet said, thou drewest near. Ha! When I was in my pit and I called upon you, and you said to me, fear not. Oh Lord, you pleaded the cause of my soul. I see it. I envision that. I imagine that. You've redeemed my life. Wow, the guy's still in a mess. What a difference. Oh Lord, you've seen my wrong, or the wrong that's been done to me. Judge thou my cause. You've got to believe it. What do I mean? man, you start to look inside of you, see it, say it, then you got to believe it. You got to believe it's done. Say that with me. I've got to believe it's done. One more time. I've got to believe it's done. One more time. I've got to believe it's done. What I see and then what I say about my situation, about my sin, committing the thing to the Lord, creating me a clean heart. I want joy and gladness to come back into my bones. You've got to then what? Believe it. Well, I mean, it happened. I'm like me talking and, you know, and all this. And there you go again, don't you? You're depressing us again. Come on. Who's going to move forward for you? Somebody say it. Nobody. But who? Who's going to look inside of you? You. See what I'm saying? Now that you've done that, you've got to believe it. You've got to believe it. I ain't talking about name it, claim it. But you know what? Blab it, have it, all that kind of stuff. That doctrine is out there. But I'm going to tell you something. There is some truth to it. I'm going to tell you that right now. You've got to believe things like this that you've read in the Word of God about yourself, about that inside of you. You absolutely have to believe that. You hear me? You don't, you're not going to be successful. Four things that he said that I saw in that passage real fast. Jesus pleads the case for my soul. Believe it. Believe it. Believe it. When you confess that sin or that pain that you've gone through and you've talked to Him about it, you need to know Jesus is the one at the right hand of God the Father pleading your case. You've got to see it, you say it, and you've got to believe it, man. Number two, Jesus redeems my life. That's what the prophet said. And I love being the pastor of Fellowship Church because I get to see lives that are redeemed. My mother, the drunk woman. The woman had slept with different men in my home when I was a little boy. My mama, I got to see my mama saved. And I got to see a life that looked like it was over. She sat in that chair that night when Billy Graham came on. Life was over. She was drunk. It was just a mess. Life was over. The man that she loved, he's out cutting around, cheating on her. Life's over. And I got to see the message of the gospel break through my mother's life. And I got to see hope come into my mother. And I got to see a woman's life that was not over. You understand? Life ain't over. Jesus redeemed your life. Gene Martin praying with me in the truck this morning. He was saved right here at Fellowship Church. He's a life that's been what? Redeemed. I see Frank and Mary. I see so many people here, lives. You know, my sweet bonefish girl right here. Absolutely. And just different people. Your life matters. Your life's been redeemed. How good does that feel? Say. Doesn't that feel good? You got to believe it. He's redeemed my life. Amen? Yeah, well, this happened and that happened. But you can have a life, man. Why do you keep looking at that mess? You understand? I'm preaching like a crazy man today, ain't I? Jesus sees my injustice. That's what Jeremiah said. He sees my wrong, how I've been wronged. Why don't you just go ahead and believe that? Instead of bringing it up all the time, instead of retrying that case every Monday morning, why don't you just go ahead and let Him know he sees it. Amen. And know this, Jesus judges my cause. See, if you go ahead and do some of this mess right here and believe it, you'll be freed up and you can get out of that prison ward. You'll get healed whole inside and you'll get out of that hospital ward. Amen? And you can be the warden. You can be the one who's guarding your heart and keeping your heart and in charge of change in your life as you have a relationship with the Lord. If we confess our sins, you got to believe this stuff, man. He's faithful in what? To do what? And to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I don't know about you. Y'all probably ain't going to want to hear this. I struggle with sin. I struggle with sin. I went to the car wash on Friday. And there's a guy with long hair. I hate him because he has such nice hair. His name is Lucky. Yeah, you lucky to have hair like that. But anyway, he's a friend of mine. I've been knowing him for years. Washes the car, the truck, usually. And I always talk to him, play with him. You know, the guy's working, I cut up, have a good time. I'm just me. I'm not preaching to him. I'm just playing, man, having a good time.
And so old Lucky, he's back there with the pressure washer and right before the thing goes through the car wash. And he looks at me and he goes, "Hey, man!" He's from Serbia. "Hey, man!" He comes out and looks at me. He said, "You have dirty thoughts. I saw you on TV." How many remember that message I preached not long ago and I said, "I have dirty thoughts"? You could have cut that out, Raj. I know. But you know what he said? He said, "That's what I like about you." I said, "You like my dirty thoughts?" No, he said, "I like that you're honest." Yeah. Well, praise the Lord for you too being honest. Hey, do I struggle? Absolutely. Absolutely. Do I make bad choices? Absolutely. Do I have to confess sin? You don't have a pastor who doesn't have to confess sin. If you want one of them, you ought to go find somebody. No, I'm just like you. Except worse, probably. That's sad, isn't it? That'll be all. Can you take that out? Listen, you got to believe, though, that when you confess your sins, He forgives you. You understand? How can I keep going then, Pastor, since you're not perfect? I keep confessing my sin. Did you know the Bible says He casts as far as the east is from the what? He buries it in the what? And remembers it what? Isn't that nice? Do you believe that or not? Or do you believe you've got to measure up? You've got to measure up to earn His love. See, your heart's all screwed up if you think that. You'll never deal with the inside of you if you're always got to be the best. Why don't you be yourself and deal with you, the you that nobody sees, the thought life that only you have, the things that you say, the things that you do, and guess what? Real change might happen for you. You understand? You got to believe it, though. Beautiful verses. Look at this one. "Wherefore He's able to save them to the what? That come unto God by Him, seeing Jesus ever lives to make what?" Do you see Jesus seated at the right hand of God the Father? Do you see Him when you pray, that when you confess your sin and when you talk to Jesus, do you see Jesus right there? You ought to see Him, man. You ought to believe it. "He just took my sin to the Father. I'm forgiven. I'm clean. I don't have to let that be in my life anymore. That's awesome. I got plenty of stuff." Jesus said, "Take no thought for tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to have evil in it. There's going to be problems on tomorrow. Amen. Worry about it right now." That's what He said. Amen. The country dictionary, in the country Bible, that's how we say it right there. Amen. Listen. Listen, you're going to have more sin to confess tomorrow. You listening or not? It's going to happen, man. Listen, but know that He's there making intercession for you. This doesn't give you a right to sin. That's not what we're saying. But it does give you a right to be human. Amen? And to acknowledge your sin and your transgressions and your struggles and what you're going through and your pain. There's one God and one mediator between God and men. Aren't you glad for this one? Say, the man Christ Jesus. I sure am glad you don't come tell me your mess. Here's what I'd do. If you come tell me your mess, I'm going to tell you my mess. And then we're going to really have a mess. Aren't you glad you can take it to Jesus? But if you're not taking it to Him, and if you don't believe when you take it to Him that it's a done deal and it's finished, then what good is it? That's the beauty of this stuff. So say it, see it, say it, and what? Believe it. I love this scripture. I included this for people that have pain, maybe like I've had. I love this. Wow, you ought to write it down. You'll miss it if you read the Bible too quick. "Thou tellest my wanderings." You know my wanderings, Lord. You know how I'm in and out, how I'm up and down. "You put my tears in a bottle. My pain. My struggle. You can move on, Gary. I've got the tears. It's okay." "Are they not in thy book? You know my life. I love that passage.
When I cry unto Thee, then shall my enemies turn back. For this I know, say it with me, for God is for me. Wow. Do you believe that? Do you believe your tears, your pain, He's got them bottled up? Not a tear has fallen that He didn't see and hold. Not a thing has happened in your life. Not to hold it against you, but things that in your life He's written in a book. That's crazy. I'm for you, He says. Amen? So this believing stuff is pretty cool then. So you got to see it, you got to say it, you got to believe it. Your other choice is to live there and do nothing. I don't like that choice. Looking inward. Rog, we're done. I see my sin. I say I'm sorry. I believe I'm what? Forgive. Can we say that together? I see my sin. I say I'm sorry. And I believe I'm forgiven. And I know today in this audience, there's a lot of you, because you're like me. You don't believe you're forgiven. Because so often you go and do the same thing again. But He's God, you're not. See, we don't forgive people when they do that. He does. Isn't that crazy, the kind of God we have? Tom, I wasn't taught this at Tennessee Temple University when we went to college together years ago. You understand? I was taught in a way I had to measure up. I had to keep all the rules. I had to be this. I had to be that. Till you about have a nervous breakdown. You understand? Your daddy was one of my teachers in college. His dad. You know? Good man. He didn't teach me the theology. He taught me something else. Last thing. Looking inward. I see it. What do you see, Gary? What do you see, Gary? Happiness. That's what can happen when you look inside. Do you see yourself happy? Say. That's what Donna Christie told me in my pain. She said, Gary, you've got to see yourself happy. And she was speaking from experience, a woman who had incredible pain. Can you see it? I say it. Say it with me. Freedom. One more time. Freedom. Come on, one more time. Do you want to keep living in your pain? You keep living unforgiven? Want to keep living, putting yourself down? Or do you want to live the life that's what? I want out of that prison ward, man. And the last thing, I believe it. What? Wholeness. Good health. I want out of that hospital ward. Amen? So today's message, a little crazy. One of the goofiest I've preached in a long time. Looking what? Looking inward. Amen? So you know a little bit more about the ward these days? Yes or no? Let's praise the Lord for His Word. Amen? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Wow! You're good to me today. Let's stand on up. I ask you to stay with me.